Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Well, howdy on your Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's episode of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. How was your April Fool's weekend? Yeah, I think I freaked a lot of you out with that tweet over the weekend. Sorry, we couldn't have an April Fool's show, so I had to do something. Just so you don't feel bad, Mr. Ewan Rankin also fell for it, too. It is the 3rd of April. Yes, we've entered a new month, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over, we'll call it Sunday. We'll be avoiding Saturday. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, you know that Apple TV service we've been hearing about, you know, for the longest time? Yeah, still isn't coming. But Apple could be bringing together some premium channels / apps and making it kind of a bundle deal for you. Yeah, it seems Apple's considering offering HBO, Showtime, and Starz television channels, by the way, only for our U.S. listeners out there, via its premium bundle. And, of course, would be available on Apple TV and iOS devices. Now, when we're talking bundle, we're talking about the apps you had to pay for individually already, you know, HBO Now, it's $15 a month, I think. Showtime, $11 a month. And Starz, I think, is $9 a month. And no, we have no idea what the bundled pricing will be from Apple. Probably some cheap promotion saying, hey, get all three, get $5 off. As we said, this is a far cry from what Apple wanted to achieve with a TV service so many moons ago. Guess they're going to leave that to people like Sling and DirecTV Now, and yeah. Time for Monday Hacker News. Seems the New York Post suffered a security breach on April 1st when its push notification system was compromised. Guess the hackers were in a fun mood that day, judging by some of these posts. Some including, hear me now, for I speak of an angel in the words of God. Open your heart to those who do not understand, and listen to those who fear and look down. For truth, there is no other. No, not your typical hacker talk, is it? Like, hey, give me $10,000. No, kind of sounds like maybe the Pope hacked him. BlackBerry back in the news and probably on the side of your lawnmower soon. Yes, BlackBerry's announced a new licensing strategy that will see its brand appear on just about anything they could probably think of. This licensing deal for the brand name, you might see it on a television, you might see it on a radio, you might see it, of course, on a smartphone, hell, you might see it on a washing machine or even a lawnmower, the list goes on and on, really. This all comes in part when TCL acquired the global rights to BlackBerry's brand name. Now they feel like they just need to paste it everywhere, I guess. So the next time you're out there shopping for a power drill at Tesco, yeah, you might have the choice between Black & Decker or BlackBerry. And finally, I don't know how tech news this is, but you know, we all grew up with crayons at one point or another. We might have designed our first schematics in crayon. Not me, I'm not that clever, but maybe you did. Unfortunately, after 100 years, we're going to have to kiss this color goodbye. Yes, Crayola has announced the retirement of Dandy Little Fellow. If you don't remember that color, it's actually called Dandelion. It was all part of that classic 24-color crayon pack. Of course, with the death of Dandelion, that leaves an open slot for another color in that 24-color roster. Unfortunately, Crayola hasn't announced one just yet. Might take a while, too. Best we all give some time for them to mourn over Dandelion. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our official website for all of our podcasts, our blog, and a review section. Do yourself a favor on this Monday. If you don't feel like working, go on over there and check some of that stuff out. You can also check out our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Give us a like as well. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community over at our Slack room. Please join us at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Tuesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, get your crayons out and start coloring. Screw it, it's Monday. Who wants to work? Have a great day, and thank you very much for listening.